you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Well, it's officially fall. Yep, the first day of autumn was Monday. And you know what that means in Texas, don't you?
Nothing. That means absolutely nothing.
It's still 90 degrees. Heck, it's almost October already, and it's still 90 degrees. So big whoop. Yeah, it's finally fall, but it's a total fail, as the young bloods would say. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a snow bunny the other day. And no, I'm not talking to small animals, so I'm not going crazy. Well, I'm not going crazy. I'm already crazy. But no, when I say I was talking to a snow bunny, I mean a human being from up north who's moved down here to Texas. And of course, the snow bunnies love our winters, but they really suffer during the dog days. So anyway, I was talking to this snow bunny the other day, and he used that same phrase, it's finally fall. But then he quickly added, so now we'll start getting some cooler temperatures. I just smirked at him and I said, you ain't from around here, are you, boy? Let me know how that works out for you, okay? Now, if you've lived in the state of Texas for any amount of time at all, you almost certainly know that the first day of fall is one of the most useless observances ever. Now, maybe in the frozen north, but not down here. Man, this time of year, a cold front might drop the high temperature all the way down to 88 or 89, if we're lucky, right? I mean, I can remember a couple of years when it was still so hot on Halloween, we didn't even wear our costumes to go trick-or-treating, just the masks. So if you're new to this area and you're looking for a cold snap, you might need to get on I-45 and head north for a day or two. But even if fall doesn't give us cooler weather, at least it gives us football. Yeah, sweaty football, but football nonetheless. And I don't just mean sweaty football players, either. I mean sweaty football fans. In fact, I drove up to Fort Worth to watch that abomination of a game between TCU and SMU last weekend. I don't want to talk about it. And it was just miserably hot in the stands. The Frogs play Kansas later on this afternoon, and it's not going to be any better today. And of course, the concession stand prices for bottled water are simply outrageous. So I planned ahead. I took my own bottled water. They'll let you take one in so long as it hasn't been opened. And then I refilled the bottle from the tap in the men's room. Well, let me just tell you the whole story, because it definitely has a culinary angle that plays right into the meat of the matter on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Get it, meat? Yeah. Okay, I'll stop. Anyway, here's the whole story. The SMU game. No, I told you, I don't want to talk about it. The SMU game was at 2:30, and like I said, I planned ahead. My son and grandson couldn't make the trip like they usually do, so I went solo. Now, in the past, I've made the mistake of not checking A&M's football schedule before I attempted to drive up Highway 6 to Fort Worth on a Saturday. More than once I've made that mistake. But this time, I planned ahead. I noticed that the Aggies were playing Auburn at exactly the same time as TCU and SMU. I told you I don't want to talk about it. So, I didn't want to get caught in all that game day traffic on 290, you know, where it feeds into Highway 6, so I planned ahead. I did what some of those snow bunnies need to do. I took I-45 north up to 287, and then I cut over to Fort Worth that way. Now, that does add about 30 minutes to the drive, but it still beats wasting an hour and a half or more trying to wade through all the Aggies heading up to College Station. Like I said, I've made that mistake before, more than once, and I wasn't going to stub my toe on that rock again. But that's when I had that culinary brainstorm. Again, if you've lived in the state of Texas for any amount of time at all, you should know about a restaurant on I-45 called Sam's. No, it's not a hot dog stand inside a big box store. It's a country-style sit-down restaurant in Fairfield. And Texas ought to name it an official state landmark. No, really, it's that good. They're a veteran-owned and family-operated all-you-can-eat buffet, and they feature just exactly what you'd expect to find in a small Texas town along a major interstate highway: southern cooking and barbecue. Now, they do have an extensive menu, but if you go there for anything other than the buffet, then you must be a resident of Fairfield, and you can go there anytime you want. Because people like me, who only get to eat there a couple of times a year, we can't wait to go through that buffet line. I mean, the salad bar alone is world class. And if you know me, you know my motto is, salad, that's what my food eats. So if I take the trouble to eat the salad, you better believe it's outstanding. Then the entrees are pure what grandma used to make quality. You know, fried catfish, chicken fried steak, brisket, sausage, fried chicken that would make Colonel Sanders ashamed of himself, and fresh veggies that are a Texan's dream come true. Green beans, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, black-eyed peas, and fried okra. Oh, my. Plus, they feature an unbelievable selection of pies and cakes and cobblers for dessert. And of course, the individual slices are included in the buffet price. Or you can buy the whole pie or cake and take it home with you. It's just a phenomenal buffet layout. And everything is slap yo mama good. So, I planned ahead. I timed out my drive very carefully, and I arrived just before noon to pig out before the game at 2:30. It was incredible. And I was really kind of proud of myself because I didn't overdo it like I have so many other times. I left very full, but I wasn't miserable. You know what I mean? Then, after the game, I knew from past experience that the A&M post-game traffic would be over by the time I went through Bryan College Station, so I took my usual route home on I-35 to Highway 6 to 290 and 99 back to Sugar Land. But this is when I really planned ahead. There's a steakhouse in Waco called Heitmiller's, and they serve one of the most mouth-watering chicken fried steaks ever. So I was planning to stop there for dinner on the way back to Houston. And it's really convenient, too, because Heitmiller's just happens to be located right at the exit where you change from I-35 to Highway 6. I mean, it's right on the way. I told you, I planned ahead. The only problem was I hadn't planned on still being full from Sam's Buffet, and that had been 7 hours before, for crying out loud. I just couldn't bring myself to eat that much food again. So I almost cried when I drove past Heitmiller's without stopping and just kept on trucking home. I took some small consolation in the fact that there are 4 more TCU home games this year, so I'll have 4 more chances to stop and stuff my face before football season is over. Still, it took a lot of willpower, and willpower is not one of my strong suits, especially when it comes to chicken fried steak. And gravy. All the way down Highway 6 through Calvert and Hearn, I kept screaming, "What have I done?" And I hear you. You're screaming right now. What are you gonna do, Randy? Are you ever gonna get around to the topic for today's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show? Yes. I think I have about a minute or so to address that issue right now. If you listened last week or to the podcast of last week's show on our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com, then you know we discussed shopping for seafood on that program. So I thought we'd continue in that vein by talking about shopping for beef and pork and chicken today. As I said last week, at least I think I said this last week, after all, I've slept since then. As I think I said last week, knowing how to buy the right cuts of meat is almost as important as knowing how to cook them. So, I planned ahead. I've enlisted the help of one of those Aggies I was trying to avoid in traffic last Saturday, Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market. Well, after all, at the Belleville Meat Market, meat is their middle name. So if anybody can give us the inside skinny on how to shop for beef or pork or chicken, it's got to be Jared, right? In the meantime, my 8-year-old grandson, Liam, and I, we're headed up to Fort Worth for the TCU-Kansas game later today. So if you get the chance, look for us on TV. We'll be the ones wearing purple shirts with gravy stains down the front.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
always fun to welcome back one of our favorite people on the show. It's Jared Poffenberger. He co-owns the Belleville Meat Market with his brother Marcus. How you doing, Boar Cephas?
Randy, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about Boar Cephas here in a few minutes. Did you have any trouble in the big tropical storm, Jared?
You know what? Fortunately, Belleville was just slightly off to the west of this thing, and we had a few rain showers come through when the feeder bands were developing over our area, but we did not suffer near the impact that, like East Texas or Southeast Texas, like Vidor in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talked to a fellow yesterday who's over there right now, and they're really having some hard times working through all this weather we had last week.
Yeah, the Golden Triangle took on a lot of water, so we're thinking about them, and we have to be thankful for our blessings. You know, I envisioned starting this segment out alluding to opening weekend of deer hunting season, and then to show you how little I know about hunting, I looked it up on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, and gun season doesn't start until November. So I guess this is kind of the quiet before the storm at the Wild Game Processing Plant, isn't it?
Well, I guess it is and it isn't. It's sort of our soft start to the season because we do have bow season opening up this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How many trophy deer do you guys process from bow hunters?
Well, during bow season, I would say it really depends on the weather. If it's a drier season, then we'll have a stronger opening in October for bow season. You know, a lot of times these weather patterns that come through can really wash out the hill country or South Texas. It could, you know, certainly I know these guys need the water right now, but, you know, if it's super wet, it's going to slow our October down quite a bit.
But one of the problems that I've heard from some hunters about gun hunting is that it tears up the meat. Bow hunting kind of mitigates that, right?
Yes. Yeah, I would say an arrow has a less of a damaging impact on the carcass. You can run straight through the shoulders and not create near as much damage as a high caliber round does, for sure.
And I noticed another thing for the very first time when I was on the website for Parks and Wildlife. They even have a white-tailed deer hunting season for muzzle loaders in January.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a challenge. It takes quite a bit of time to reload a muzzle loader. But then again, I guess you can only get off about one shot at a time before the herd scatters anyway, right?
That's what I was going to say. It better be one shot, one kill. I guess you throw your coonskin hat on and go out there and get them.
We're going to start calling you Jared Crockett. I guess some history buffs out there enjoy that style. Have you ever tried hunting with a muzzle loader?
No, I've never even shot a muzzle loader, but it's something I have always wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm old, but I ain't that old, Jared. So no matter how the hunters bag their trophy, the one thing that you should know is there's really only one place you need to take it to be processed, and that's the Belleville Meat Market's Wild Game Processing Plant. So tell us, why do you think your plant is the best option?
Well, there's a few things that really are wrapped up into that answer. First of all, we guarantee that the meat you bring us will be the meat you get back. It's your meat, your way. And, you know, a lot of processing facilities say that they process their orders separate. And for that matter, they may live up to that. But we encourage our customers, if they have any concerns about whether the meat's being processed separate or not, to ask us how we do it. And we will gladly show them around our facility.
Uh-oh. There's my ride.
Yep, it's time to go.
Merle Haggard would be proud of us in this moment, Jared.
He would. I know he would. Okay, ready?
Yeah, rambling fever. Well, I won't sing anymore. All right. So you were talking about, I don't even remember what you were talking about, Jared.
No, that's okay. I'm going to just start into the second point here. Ready?
Go.
All right, and you know, one of the things that customers enjoy about our products is the quality of them. You know, we're a USDA inspected facility. We produce product for restaurants and for a retail store as well. And, you know, when we process wild game, we do it with the same integrity as we process all of our wholesale and retail product. And I'd say, Randy, the third is just the drop-off and pick-up experience itself. You know, we built this processing plant to really offer our Walgame customers more or less a red carpet retail experience when they come and drop off their orders and pick their orders up. So we have a dedicated customer service area just for Walgame processing, a long staging area so they're not cramped, and we have lots of staff just waiting for customers to pull up so we can service them.
And we're going to talk about Boris Cephas in a few minutes, but the Walgame processing plant is just one reason why you need to visit Jared and Marcus over at the Belleville Meat Market. One of the things we should talk about more is some of the other items that you guys offer on the showroom floor, like spices and rubs, for instance. I see you've got a number of different blends. Did you guys put that together yourself?
We did. We worked with the company to do the blending for us, and we've put together, I believe we have 12 really nice rubs that work super good on meats anywhere from pork, beef, fish, chicken. They're just real popular with our customers.
It's even fajita seasoning, and you have jalapeno and southern-style garlic pepper and lemon pepper and herb marinades. There's just a little bit of everything. Which ones do you use most often, Jared?
My favorite one that I'm using right now is probably the southern-style garlic pepper. I like to use it generously on steaks when we're grilling on the back porch. The beef and brisket rub is an outstanding rub. In fact, it's the rub that we use on all of our pecan smoked barbecue here at the store.
And also, you have your own line of barbecue sauce. How did that come about?
Oh, good grief. Our 3 generations barbecue sauce is really a 5 generation barbecue sauce now. but at the time when we started selling it, it was a 3rd generation. It came from my grandmother's aunt, which I don't ask me the year that I would say my great aunt introduced that to my grandmother, but it has been a family recipe for quite a while now, and it's more of a we call it like a Lutheran gravy or the fundraiser sauce. It has lots of onion in it. It's got a little bit of bitter vinegar in it, and it's a good German sauce that works well for our barbecue.
And speaking of 5 generations, congratulations to Marcus and Carrie. How's the baby doing?
Oh, he's doing great.
Good.
Super happy for those two.
Yeah, that's really cool. And one of the things that we never mention is the tamales you guys have at Belleville Meat Market. Where do you guys get those things? They're delicious.
Oh, we get them from our tamale kitchen. When we built the processing plant, we created a void in our retail store, and we said, heck, let's take that space that we're not using and do something with it. So we came up with this tamale thing, and it has been real popular. We offer a spicy tamale and a mild tamale, and it's just an old recipe that we got our hands on, and it is a super tamale.
And the last time I was there, I think I saw some fresh baked pies for sale, too. Do you bake those pies yourself, Jared?
No.
Is that your secret passion, baking pies for fun on the weekend? Huh?
You found me out, Randy. No, we have a company that makes our pies for us. They do an outstanding, consistent job. And, again, those are real popular for our customers as well.
And, of course, Belleville Meat Market's wild game processing plant is famous for taking all of that wild game and turning it into sausage in all those different flavors. It only makes sense they do that with their own handmade pecan smoked sausage. So fill us in on what you have for sale to your customers.
All right. So in our smoked sausage, Randy, yeah, you're right. We have a bunch of different ones. We have over 25 different smoked sausages that we offer. We have a handful of dry sausages we offer, from our original dry sausage to our whiskey dry sausage to our sweet chipotle. They're all super good. Jerkies. We have a selection of jerkies with beef and turkey that we offer. And golly, that doesn't even include the house products that we have, like our stuffed pork tenderloins, our smoked pork tenderloins. And there's so many more products that we just don't have time to mention, but it's quite an experience when you come to our store.
And some of those things are available in HEB stores now, right?
That's right. That's right. So I didn't mention our full line of summer sausages that we offer, and HEB now sells 2 of those, our original summer sausage and our jalapeno and cheese. So they're available in most stores around the state of Texas.
Now, we've run out of time in this segment, but actually the topic on today's show is how to shop for the right cut of meat, and nobody knows more about that than you, so can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi friends, Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market is our guest today, and we mentioned boar Cephas a few minutes ago, so I got to get right into that, Jared. What is boar Cephas?
You know, I'm not entirely sure, but I can, if I'm going to guess at it, I think Boris Cephas is a fictional character that Marcus came up with that was spawned from this wild hog problem that we're having here in Texas right now.
But Boris Cephas was more than just a fictional character. It was an idea. Tell us what that idea was.
Okay, yeah, so the idea behind Boris Cephas was we wanted to create something for the customers, a set of products that these wild hog customers could tap into after they harvested a wild hog. You know, there's a lot of talk right now, and I believe the state even allows hunters to shoot wild hogs and just let them lay. But that just doesn't sit right with us. We believe that if you're gonna take an animal in the wild, you need to go ahead and process it and consume it instead of just let it lay. So we created some new products, a list of products that Boris Cephas recommends. for our customers to look at and possibly have their wild hog made into.
So where can we find out more about Boris Cephas?
You bet. So if you go to my website, BellevilleMeatMarket.com, uh-huh. Click under deer processing and then slide down and you'll see our wild hog menu 2019-2020. And I believe we're going to have a link to this up on our Facebook page here real soon. So if you follow us on our Facebook page, the Belleville Meat Market Facebook page, you'll have access to that as well.
Okay. Now, Jared, you need to send that to me, and we'll put it up on the Outdoor Cooking Show's Facebook page as well so that everybody can check it out. I think it's a great idea. And this wild hog problem is really getting out of hand, isn't it?
It is. It's there's too many of them, and it's going to take more effort, I believe, on the government side to, you know, either relax the regulations to allow us to deal with them a little bit more. You know, I think it needs to be done with a gun and ammo or a bow and arrow versus baiting and using other chemical means to deal with them. So it'll be interesting. It's an ongoing conversation. It's an ongoing problem. I think we have some really good people focused on it, but I think it's going to take cooperation between the state of Texas and some local guys who can maybe weigh in on it a little bit more and let them know more what the kind of the micro problem is for different areas.
Yeah, when you start getting into chemical solutions, then you start affecting other wildlife, right?
Right. We start affecting the ecosystem. I believe a while back there was an effort to use it was a regulated chemical. It wasn't a terrible one, but it started having some unintended consequences on some other animals. I believe it was a bird or something like that. So yeah, I just don't think that's the way to go. I think it's selective harvesting, I think, and that's the only way to do that is with a firearm or a bow and arrow.
And we should point out that if you're out in the wild and you come upon a herd of these wild hog, boy, you sure don't want to make them mad, because if they start charging you, you're in trouble.
You bet. Have a plan. I mean, if you're going to hunt wild hogs, keep your distance, aim carefully, be accurate. But if they do charge at you, you know, find a tree.
Yep.
Like we were talking about earlier, when they come at you, they don't want to headbutt you.
Yep.
they want to defend themselves and get out of the way. So be careful.
And they're chomping at the bit, and that could be your leg they're chomping down on.
Absolutely. Their jaws are moving while they're running.
And they got some big old tusks on their jaws, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is about preparing our own food, however. So let's pick your brain for a few minutes here about how to shop the right cut of meat for the backyard cookout. Steak is almost always at the top of everybody's wish list. So what are the best cuts of steak, Jared?
For grilling, I think there's the most value in a ribeye right now. You know, of course, they're not cheap. It's not a middle meat or a value cut. But, you know, unlike a bone-in steak, with a ribeye, you get to enjoy 100% of what you purchase. And for me, that goes a long ways.
And my wife prefers filet mignon. So what should we be looking for in filet?
So, of course, when we're shopping, we're going to let our eyes make the very first decision for us while we're shopping. So you want to make sure your filet has a good bright red color. The fat around it, if there is some, there should be a slight amount. It should be nice and white. You don't want to look for anything yellow or anything that looks like it could have been in the case for a few days, because more than likely, if it looks that way, it probably is that way.
Yeah. Hamburgers are a Texas favorite too. So tell us what to look for when we're looking for ground beef to cook up burgers.
It's the same way, Randy. We're looking for if you're looking at a full service meat case and at hamburger meat or pre-made hamburger patties and they're fresh, you want good color. You don't want anything that's going to be off red or towards a brownish color. Now, don't get me wrong. Meat will start to fade in its color well before the quality of the cut begins to fade.
Hmm.
So as a retailer, when we see meat that may start getting a little bit darker, certainly there's nothing wrong with it, but that might be a time for a retailer to discount that cut a little bit and just get it out so we can continue to merchandise very fresh, bright red cuts for our customers.
Pork used to call itself the other white meat, but I think it's a lot more like beef and a lot less like chicken. Do you agree or disagree?
You know, I guess I agree with you. We like cooking pork at our house.
Yep.
I'm a super fan of a big bone-in pork chop on the grill, or even a center cut pork chop thrown in our spaghetti sauce to simmer a few hours before we serve it. All that just goes a long way. You think about the, you know, all the flavor that comes out of the bone and the fat that's on pork and how much value that brings to a meal. I like a good pork chop just like I appreciate a really good filet mignon.
And what about pork butt? Pork butt is great slow smoked. What should we be looking for when we're shopping for a pork butt?
When you're shopping for, you know, here's the deal. The pork industry is very good about controlling more or less a homogenous product. So when you look at pork butts, you're hardly going to see the difference in them when it comes to size, shape, quality of them. A good pork butt is just that. It's a good pork butt. So they're easy to shop for. And you're right. On the pit, smoked, low temperature, heavy smoke, some good sweet seasoning on them for about, you know, 7-8 hours. Gosh, that's hard to beat.
It tastes just like chicken is a popular saying. But I have never understood why anybody would want to eat something that tastes just like chicken when they could just go ahead and buy real chicken. So what should we be looking for in a whole chicken, Jared?
Oh, gosh. Fresh fryers, ice pack, never frozen.
Wow.
That is all we sell here at the Belleville Meat Market. And if anyone asks me that same question, Randy, I'll tell them, look for a fryer that has never been frozen. The skin color on it should be nice and pale white. We shouldn't see any yellow, anything like that. You can definitely tell the difference between a fresh fryer and a previously frozen fryer. It makes all the difference.
And what about the individual parts, like the breast meat or the thighs? Are the criteria any different when the chicken's been cut apart in advance?
No, not at all. Now, if you are shopping for a, you know, like a bone-in breast or thighs or legs, you should be able to see some amount of the bone exposed because we have separated this whole fryer. And when you look at the cross section of the bone on these cuts, if it's dark and brown, that's an indication that fryer had been previously frozen.
Hmm.
Okay. So it should look just like the meat in the skin, a nice pale pink color in the bone. And you know that you have a quartered up fryer or a fryer part that has been that has never been frozen, has always been kept fresh.
And finally, what is the single biggest mistake that most of us make when we're buying meat?
You know, if you're buying meat, you're not making a mistake. You may be asking the wrong person that question.
Well, I was just sure you were going to say you didn't buy it at the Belleville Meat Market.
True. Listen, meat's not cheap these days. So do your homework. Know what you want. Select value and what value means to you as a consumer, whether it's price point or quality, and get what you want and do a good job of preparing it. And I think you'll be happy.
Shopping for meat? Then shop no further than the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Thanks for the advice, Boar Cephas. And the next time we talk, it's going to officially be gun deer hunting season. So get your popcorn ready, buddy.
I'm ready when you're ready.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Well, looky here now. It's Farmer Fred. It's time to talk to my old buddy from our days together on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. How you doing there, Farmer Fred?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I was taking some hay out to the cows the other day, and of course I'm wading through some, you know, cow stuff. And I thought, I really am a kicker. I really am.
And as many years as we tried to beat the kickers on the radio, you've now become a kicker.
I've become a kicker. It's okay. You know, I got to get that off my boots before I go in the house, that's for sure.
So you don't have a boot room, huh?
No, I'm going to get one, though. It's a piece of concrete out in the back. That's what I
do. Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Called the driveway.
Well, for those of you who don't know, and I guess there are people in the audience who don't know this, Fred and his wife, Bev, now live on a nice little spread. So start out by telling us about Rattlesnake Ranch.
Well, it's about 60 acres, and it's hog-wired. And those of you that live in the country don't have hog-wire, you know, they get overrun with them. So we're really blessed. We did that back when it was affordable to do it. We got some longhorns, and we got we do our own gardening, and we mow a lot. A lot.
When you say we, you mean Fred.
Well, Bev likes to mow, too. I mean, I think once I got on, it's one of those huge zero turns.
Uh-huh.
Weighs about 900 pounds. It's a big machine. And once she got on there, she said, wow, this is cool. I think women, like men, love instant gratification. And when you're mowing yard, and you look behind you, go, yeah, that looks good. And she's good at it. I mean, you know, it's not a light machine to handle, and she gets out there and just takes care of business too. Sometimes she really wants, she goes, I want to mow today. I said, okay, honey. Yeah. It's like Tom Sawyer, remember painting the fence and the old Tom Sawyer thing, go, oh no, I don't think you could do this. Oh, come on, let me, you know.
You talked me right into it, darling.
But she's good. Yeah, she does a good job at it. She knows what she's doing with it. So,
but the main reason why I called you Farmer Fred today is because you told me you just participated in a harvesting adventure involving olives, of all things.
Yes.
Now, how did that happen?
We have some friends who have, I was going to call it an olive ranch, but I can't imagine herding olives. You get up there, get up. It's an olive farm, and they have 4,400 trees.
Wow.
And they harvest them by hand because they're young trees, and you can't bring a machine in. It would damage a young tree. So people get together, and we a lot of fellowship, and it's just hot as blazes. But I just came off a four-hour run of pulling olives, and you strip them by hand.
Ooh.
Just to, like in the old country.
Kind of like a barn raising on that movie Witness, right?
Yeah. Well, their company is called Olive View,
uh-huh.
As in all of you, you know. And it's they actually process their own. They don't just pull the olives and then set them off somewhere. They actually have an incredible machine that crushes them and gets the juice out and the oil out, rather. And it's a pretty fascinating setup. So they're just great people. So we go help them. We've done it the last 2 years. And then we have a big party somewhere down the line and talk about how hot and sweaty and tired we were.
Well, the olive oil business is just one big scam, because from what I've heard from industry insiders, specifically chefs, olive oil is not really actually virgin olive oil anymore. It's cut with a lot of other kinds of oil.
That's why these smaller facilities, like the one we went and helped our friends with, that is real virgin olive oil. And what happened is it started, and I was telling somebody this while we were pulling olives today. I said, I think even in Italy, they have their own kind of a mafia thing. And they were taking canola oil, simply coloring it a little bit, and selling it as extra virgin olive oil. So be careful when you buy it. I mean, most of the stuff we buy, I think that's commercial, is probably not really good olive oil. I think it's oil that's been made to look good. And it's an unfortunate thing, but it's true. So I would Google, if you're really concerned about your olive oil and good stuff, find out who's real and who's not.
Well, that's why they call it extra virgin olive oil, because that's supposed to convince you that it really is olive oil.
Yeah, a lot of the commercial stuff you buy, you look like, boy, that sure looks good, but it's just oil that looks like olive oil. So.
Well, last week we spent quite a bit of time just catching up on the subject matter we had missed from the previous week's show, because we got so wrapped up in talking about that Texans opening day loss, the one to the Saints,
mm-hmm.
and we barely touched on seafood. So let's catch up on that subject for just a minute. You live in a remote location there. I'm sure finding and buying seafood can be a challenge. How do you do that, Fred?
Well, we'll buy frozen shrimp. In fact, that's what I'm making tonight, oddly enough, in my air fryer. So yeah, you get good jumbo frozen shrimp, and peel and devein them, put them thaw first. It's a lot easier. And then I coat them with panko and seasoning, and then I put them in the air fryer, and Bev makes up tartar sauce, and we're good to go.
So where do you find the best seafood out there near Columbus?
Seafood out here? Let's see, this far inland? Frozen.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Really.
Do you take a cooler to town with ice in it to buy the seafood and bring it home?
You know, it's funny, when you live in the country, you almost always have a cooler in one of your vehicles. Throw in frozen ice bottles if you're going to Katy or LaGrange or someplace, and if you're going to, you know, go shopping. Absolutely, yeah. We almost always have a cooler in one of our vehicles.
And I'm sure you guys have a big freezer there at the ranch to keep a lot of that stuff in storage, because you don't go to town all that often. My trips to the grocery store are frequent and short. As a matter of fact, all the people at Kroger and H-E-B and Randall's, they know me by my first name, you know?
Yeah, we have a large freezer, and I've learned over time. We had two freezers at one time. And then I thought, man, then we sort of realized we were wasting food, which I hate to do. Because we'd can stuff or freeze stuff from the garden and look at it and go, man, this is like 3 years old.
Wow.
Let's rethink it. Let's get efficient. So we have one large freezer that we use. And so that kind of takes care of it. And if we're living out of that, that's a good thing. We don't need any more than that.
Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is an extension of last week's show on buying seafood. Only this week, we're talking about buying meat products like beef and chicken and pork. We spent the first two segments talking to Jared Poffenberger over at the Belleville Meat Market. That's quite a hike for you. So where do you usually buy your beef, chicken, and pork, Fred?
Well, I look for the sales, especially for prime beef.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, you know, I wish the Poffenbergers were closer. When I go through Belleville, it's like a siren's call when you go past that place, man. Come in. But it's a bit far. And I look for deals like, of all places, these larger Walmarts.
Hmm.
One of the guys came to me at a Walmart, and he goes, he worked there. And I said, I'm looking for this. He goes, well, that stuff normally comes in on Monday. And he said, you know, we have a thing here that if it isn't sold in 5 days, we mark the price down. I said, and what day is that? Because it ain't going to go bad, but it's, you know, it's... So I just kind of look around at what stores have, and I tend not to stay away from select cuts of meat that are cheaper, but I go for choice and up. If I want to do any, like we talk about outdoor cooking and smoking or barbecuing or things like that, especially beef, I go for as high-end as I can afford. And if it's on sale, I buy two of them.
Yeah. Well, you talked about select and choice and up. What's up from that?
What's up from choice?
Uh-huh.
Prime.
Ah.
And that's where you're really getting into some high-end meat. Like if you go to, say, a Costco or something like that, and they'll have probably prime and sometimes choice and also prime. But it's a lot more money, but I'm looking at, you know, I would rather cook a great piece of meat occasionally than inexpensive meat all the time.
Hmm.
And it's just the layering of fat in it. It's how much fat is in it, how much moisture is in it when you cook it. If you buy a real cheap steak, you go, man, it sure looked good. Why is it so tough?
Yeah,
yeah, there's no fat running through it to give it moisture and juiciness and all that stuff. I love fat.
See, this is why you and I have been lifelong friends. Fat. I love fat. When my wife buys a roast, I say, buy one of those chuck roasts that has a lot of fat in there. And she says, well, then we just have to trim it off. And I said, trim it off and put it on my plate.
Well, you know, if you're in a keto diet, which is one of those things that's going on now for the last couple of years, fat is in.
You betcha. I love fat. And fat loves Randy, too.
But you're not fat, and that's the difference.
Well, I'm going to go run a mile. Hard to believe, buddy, but we're out of time again. And it's even harder to believe we actually talked about the main topic for today, so for a change. So,
unbelievable. I hope I made sense. If I didn't, let me know.
We're making progress, pal. Love to Bev. Remember, old Farmer Fred's always welcome around here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.